News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia is weaponizing everything in its war against his country, from food and energy to abducted children. He tells the UN General Assembly,
"The aggressor is weaponizing many other things, and those things are used not only against our country, but against all of yours as well."
In his address, President Biden urged world leaders to stand up to Russia, warning no nation can be secure if Ukraine is allowed to be carved up. Israeli troops have again raided the Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank. Palestinian health officials say 3 killed, 30 more wounded. Sagar Magani reports House Republicans will hold their first hearing on the Biden impeachment inquiry next week.
A House Oversight Committee spokesman says it will focus on constitutional and legal questions surrounding allegations of the president's involvement in son Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings.
And Rita Foley reports the striking auto workers union has a warning for automakers.
"We're not messing around," says Sean Fain, the head of the United Auto Workers, who has this pointed message for the big three Detroit automakers.
"If we don't make serious progress by noon on Friday, September 22nd, more locals will be called on to stand up and join the strike. That will mark more than a week since our first members walked out."
Right now, the limited strike is targeting plants in Missouri, Michigan, and Ohio. Automakers say they're trying to make progress. President Biden is sending 2 top administration officials to Detroit to meet with both sides. Treasury Secretary Yellen is hoping for a quick resolution, but says it's too soon to gauge the strike's impact on the economy. I'm Rita Foley.
And Federal Reserve policymakers are scheduled to announce their latest decision on interest rates Wednesday. Ahead of that, the main stock index is closed slightly lower. This is AP News. Parents of children who bought gear for the video game Fortnite without permission may be able to get a refund.
The maker of Fortnite, Epic Games, is paying the Federal Trade Commission more than $500 million in penalties and refunds to settle complaints about children's privacy and its payment methods that tricked players into making unintended purchases. The game has its own currency, V-Bucks, and kids could buy virtual items like clothes or props. More than 37 million people are getting emails. They may be eligible for compensation. Part of the $500 million plus in penalties is for collecting personal information on Fortnite players under 13 without telling their parents or getting their consent. It was the biggest penalty ever imposed for breaking an FTC rule. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And a Florida panther was struck and killed on I-75 in Florida Monday near the western end of Alligator Alley. It was the 8th this year. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.